This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jeff Flax. Jeff is the CEO of Hartford Healthcare. I'm going to ask Jeff 5 to 7 questions about priorities, advice, what he's doing about Hartford Health. Jeff, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Certainly, Scott. Thank you for having me today. Delighted for us to be part of the podcast. My name is Jeff Flax. I just was recently appointed president and CEO of Hartford Healthcare, but I have had 15 years experience in our health system, beginning as chief operating officer of our when we were just two hospitals, and then rising kind of throughout my 15-year tenure in the organization and spending the last 5 years as president and chief operating officer. But it's exciting to be here. And I would say our system today is $4.3 billion net revenue with 30,000 people who work with us across 370 locations. So it's been quite a journey over the last 15 years.
I know Hartford Health has grown tremendously. It's always been a high-quality system. It's grown in size and stature a great deal over the last 5 to 10 and 15 years. You have done a great job. Your leadership has done a great job. Jeff, what do you view as your biggest priority right now?
In many ways, Scott, I think the biggest priority for us is really twofold. It's optimization and it's access. And I say optimization from this perspective. We've spent the last decade creating the right level of scale and a certain amount of integration, where today we have a significant interest and capabilities in behavioral health, in urgent care, primary and specialty care, across the entire continuum of services. And the opportunity now for the patient, for the people we serve, for our community, is how we optimize it. And we've invested heavily in Epic and in what we call our Care Connect information systems. So we've never been situated better than we are now to really show our value, to drive quality improvements that are measurable, to change the way patients have experience with our health system because of the totality of our capabilities and our capacity as we optimize to provide better service. And secondarily is access, you know, with the compendium, the range of services we have, with 370 locations, our capacity to really revolutionize the way patients access our services. And our vision is around being most trusted for personalized coordinated care. And today, I really believe we can deliver on that promise, and we're starting to show it.
Well, and Jeff, I love the answer on optimization. Is what's happened with so many systems, they keep on investing, they keep on doing new things, they keep on adding new things, but at some point, they've got to stop for a moment and say, how do we make the best use of what we have? Rather than buying another shiny tool, another this, another that, a new IT system, stop for a moment. It's not that you won't constantly be investing, but you have to stop for a moment and make sure, look, how are we making sure we're greatly utilized, that we're optimizing what we have because we've got magnificent resources, we've gone through a great period of growth. How do we continue to double down on quality and access and make sure Hartford is as great as it can be? Let me ask you a follow-up question to that. When you look at the Hartford healthcare system today versus 15 years ago when you joined, what are you most excited about today regarding Hartford healthcare?
You know, without a doubt, what I'm most excited about is the fact that we're making a bigger difference in people's lives than ever before. I'll give you just an example. Recently, you know, I brought my son. He was injured playing basketball, and he went on an app, made an appointment with one of our urgent care centers real time. By the time it gave us different choices of three centers that were within range that had immediate access. It assigned him a room, a time. He walks into the room, Scott, and he's pre-registered. They have a portable foot and ankle x-ray machine in the room. They have a radiologist who's an hour and a half away, overhead in the room, real time reading the image. They have his pediatrician, his entire longitudinal lifelong health record in front of them, so they know what his allergies are in terms of medications and what they could administer. They have an orthopedist who he's previously seen, his notes, So they have his anatomy in front of them, and they have his former x-rays that were taken from prior injuries up and in front of them. And I'm watching the entire system be organized around him. It's safer, it's more efficient, it's more affordable, candidly, and it's being done more accessibly. So you're seeing the benefits today. And the fact of the hundreds of millions of dollars of investments that we've made in information systems, the culture we've created around coordination of care, the investment we've made in health coaches and in analytics and so forth that now support the way we care for people, we're doing it better. And when I look at it, Scott, what we're doing today, 5 years ago, would have been unimaginable because we didn't have all these pieces of the healthcare system in place and we didn't have the systems to support it. But when you look 3 to 5 years from now, we're going to view today in many ways as being, you know, in our very infancy, because we're making a rate of improvement now that is far beyond that we've ever experienced, certainly in my 25 years of doing this work.
I'm going to ask you one observation and then a question. The observation is, one of the beauties of healthcare is that we are all consumers and patients, even whether we're operators or leaders in the business or not. And so we get to see both sides of it. And so it's fascinating for you to have the perspective of seeing this from a true patient and parent's perspective versus as a CEO and president's perspective, and to see how it operates and how it works. And hopefully it's the same treatment for everybody, regardless of the position you bring to the system. So overall, fantastic. When you look at this sort of movement towards really being able to schedule online, get everything organized, get everything taken care of, have it ready, have the medical records work, so you've got the past x-ray, the current x-ray, everything in the right place. Do you think it's easier to do that at the size system you're at than a $50 billion system, which is only a couple in the country, or a $1 billion system? Do you think you're almost at the right size to optimize and provide great care and still have control over the care delivery? What are your thoughts on size and whether it makes a difference?
I think the key for our system is the fact that we are a regional healthcare delivery system. And we do span the entire state of Connecticut, and we're in parts of Western Massachusetts and Rhode Island. But effectively, we are a region. So our capacity to manage and coordinate care, transfer patients through the system, gain access for services is a tremendous advantage. So today we have a care logistics center, as an example, that we've built in the center of Connecticut. And that care logistics center can help patients today who may need a PET CAT scan, and in their home region, it isn't available for 2 weeks. But they're scanning immediately across each one of our neighboring regions, and availability may be within 8 hours, and they make the appointment for them. They're able to look at programs like our headache center, where there may be a 3-month wait in one region, but a 4-day wait in another region, and coordinate that care. So I think the fact that our system is big enough that we have a significant amount of scale, we have a very high level of expertise, we're very specialized and very broad at the same time, but we're able to manage that system of care, and we're able to make the investments that I think that in many ways we are a model healthcare system that the nation can follow, and we're demonstrating real results in terms of our ability to deploy all of our capabilities, our technologies, our human capital, our people, to where we've been able to eliminate dwell time. We've effectively never go on diversion. We're in a position where we never say no, and it's because we actually, in fact, did a partnership with MIT. And their analytics team to help us build the care logistics center so that we could unleash the full capabilities of our health system and make them available to the people we serve and care for. And again, that we're doing things today that were never possible before. And because we're doing these things today, we'll be doing things in the near term that are even more unimaginable.
Well, and I love this focus on both greatness in patient care, patient delivery, coupled with the concept of optimization. You know, we're not looking to do everything, to have every shiny new thing, but we are, and you do have all those new things and all those great things, but you're looking to be great with what you have and to provide great care delivery and continue to improve what you do and make the most of it. I love that management theory, that approach. Let me ask you a quick question. You worked very closely with your predecessor, Elliot Joseph. Elliot Joseph is a great leader. Any thoughts on your or his or your core management philosophy, and any thoughts about succeeding and working with Elliot over the years?
So, you know, Elliot was the CEO here for 12 years and had an enormous impact on Hartford HealthCare. Took this system from a two-hospital system that had about $1 billion in net revenue and about 8,000 people who originally were working with us, and evolved it to a system today that's a substantial regional system that covers the entire continuum of care and has more than 30,000 people now working within it. And the progress he made around our vision to being most trusted for personalized coordinated care is really remarkable. I think what our organization also is a model organization. It's around a planned succession. And Elliot, as a great leader, focused very carefully on ensuring that we were building succession, that our vision, our commitment to our mission, the progress of this organization would continue. So we didn't take a detour. When we created a leadership change, we're simply accelerating our efforts. We're re-energizing our efforts. We're reinvesting in the work that we do. But as having a well thought out, well planned, organized succession that was in place for a decade, we really have the benefit of continuity. And my personal leadership perspective is about being authentic, and it's about being values driven. So our organization prides itself on its agility. And we think that's our greatest differentiated factor. And we've built a structure from governance to management to the way we operate based on agility. But within that agility is a culture that is extremely values driven, very principled, and extremely focused on our vision. So that's the work that continues here and in fact is accelerating in terms of the momentum that we've created.
Well, thank you. You've mentioned three or four things here, and I want to ask you a question about one of them. You've mentioned agility, values-driven. You've mentioned personalized care for every patient. And when I think of personalized care, I also think about sort of navigation and navigation of the system. Let me ask you this question. One of the things that Hartford seems to do really well is a sort of personalized care and navigation. And I've seen it sort of in the growth of Hartford over the last decade or so, and sort of the reputation you've built for being a great place for care. Navigation. So many elite systems do navigation so poorly, even though they're elite systems that you go to for the most important thing. How have you been able to manage navigation in this personalized care approach better than so many other elite systems?
So first of all, it really is the vision of the organization. So every decision we make, the investments we've made, the priorities we've set in this organization has been about being most trusted for personalized coordinated care. So it is not a coincidence, Scott, in terms of the feedback that you're providing to me. What I would say is we continue to challenge this organization, disrupt it around this essential purpose to create better access and coordination, because that is the way we believe we can drive highest quality and most efficient healthcare. So we're embarking right now on creating, a major access center. And when we think about patients today and a whole series of diagnoses, from the time that they have either a suspicion before the diagnosis is conclusive, to where they're actively getting treatment, to where they complete their course of treatment, that process is inherently flawed. And we're working at Hartford HealthCare to create a seamless, coordinated, navigated approach that eliminates unnecessary delays, a whole series of inefficiencies that do impact people's care, their anxiety levels that they experience, and the overall patient experience. So we are committed to continuing this effort, and we have a long way to go, but we've made enormous progress. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we've seen historically are what I often characterize healthcare tourists. Right, and they go and enter different systems for different types of care for a whole series of reasons, whatever they may be. And what we're creating, and I believe nationally what needs to happen in terms of regional healthcare systems, is where people inherently understand and trust that the care that they receive in their health system is inherently better, safer, higher quality, more efficient, because the benefit of being in that health system, the sum of the whole is more valuable than each individual part. And today I'm hearing that. I hear people tell me in our communities that they come to different services within our system because they don't want to leave, you know, our brand, because they inherently believe that the coordination, the fact that their primary care, their specialty care, their behavioral health services, all of these capabilities from rehab to outpatient services are in fact better because there is an organization that is an umbrella effectively over all of those services that is ensuring that people are being cared for in the highest and most optimal manner. And that's what we're striving to do. And I believe nationally, that's what needs to happen. Because when people start having fragmented care, the risks to quality, to safety, to all types of concerns and complications that can develop go up by a meaningful proportion. And we're working to demonstrate the value and to show that the measurable improvement is there when we can coordinate those services in one healthcare delivery system that effectively is one team organized around the patient.
It's a fantastic prioritization of how you view it. It's something that is so important to the patient experience, and yet that many systems struggle to get as good as they can get it, even though many systems are working to get better at it. And we see it, and it's fascinating that sometimes it's better at the magnificent regional health systems than at the most elite systems. And it's a fascinating thing to see you tackle so well and do such a great job at while becoming more and more an elite system yourself. So thank you, Jeff, very much. I would bet with the efforts that you've made over the last decade that the measure of what people used to call tourism or out migration has gone down magnificently in your system as you've made efforts to improve the system and make it great in every way, including this very critical thing to patient experience and patient quality, which is this sort of care navigation and make sure that it's easy for the patient to access it and that you're optimizing care throughout the system. So that you and your leadership have done a tremendous job. Jeff, another question for you, and it's the last question. Any overriding thoughts on what the future of healthcare looks like? And I know you've touched on it a little bit so far.
Well, I would say this. First of all, I don't believe the future has ever been better than it is now. I think this is an incredible time in healthcare, Scott. The amount of investment that's being created, the amount of innovation that's occurring, the amount of new approaches to solve historic challenges and problems, it's never been better. And it's incredibly exciting to see just the influx of great thinking, brilliant people really investing, you know, their time, energy, and resources in our industry to ultimately make a difference for people. But I'd like to conclude with a challenge, if I may. And the challenge in an area that I believe that we have to change within our efforts, within the healthcare delivery system, you mentioned a moment ago the patient experience. And I believe that we're not measuring the patient experience the way we should. We're measuring the patient experience today largely episodically. So whether it's an HCAHPS score that measures a hospital experience, which hopefully for someone is a rare occurrence and one that's, you know, generational in nature, or we're measuring increments of their experience in a physician's office or in a ancillary service center, that to me doesn't measure the impact of a health system. And I believe working with other thought leaders like Pat Ryan at Prescani and other national leaders within our country, we are today piloting, and we're working with Prescani and I'm certain other organizations around the country are doing similar things. But we're challenging the conventional, and we're trying to figure out a way to really measure this notion of the one relationship, how the health system in total is able to care for people from a wellness perspective, a health perspective, from an injury perspective, from a sickness standpoint, and provide the totality of services to people in their community to meet them where they need in the best and optimal manner. And I really think that we have to find new ways to measure the quote-unquote patient experience, because I think it is suboptimal to measure the episode itself. And I do hope that we're going to see some real innovation in this space as time goes forward. And we at Hartford HealthCare are committed to being part of the solution. We're trying to pilot some new ways to do this, and we're certainly interested in partnering with others.
Well, Jeff, thank you. It's been amazing for me to watch the great growth entirely of Hartford HealthCare, and what a great job you've done, and your leadership has done, and your team has done in building it into a world-class system. So we appreciate you joining us so much today and look forward to visiting with you again shortly, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Very much appreciate this opportunity.